as predictions were with from EMA, we're expecting that our populations will probably quadruple for a couple of days.
So that is, and this is the part that we don't really know. Yeah. And we've been saying really from the very beginning is this is the thing that makes it so difficult, or the people who will come, I don't want to say on a whim, yeah, but have not necessarily made firm plans because obviously the weather and
correct.
Yeah, you know, other these, we don't know. That's the part that we don't know.
Yeah. And, you know, we're fortunate that we're a very accessible community, right? That's why we have so much logistics and manufacturing here. Mm-hmm. But that also means that people are within a day's drive. And right, there definitely will be people that are going to drive up from Tennessee, mm-hmm, you know, maybe that morning, stay just for a couple of hours and then leave that night or find a way, you know, on their way back home to stop. So I think we're going to see a lot of influx the day before. And then we do have the folks that are here to stay are going to make a weekend of it. We'll probably hang out the rest of that day, maybe leave on Tuesday or Wednesday. So I think my biggest thing is we're prepared. Now it's the fun part, is I want people to just enjoy the experience. This right, is something that we're probably not going to experience again in our lifetime. Mm-hmm. And being able to show off our community and welcome folks that are here experiencing it for the first time, and hopefully they'll come visit again. So I think, you know, making sure that folks are ready to view it safely themselves, but also just be prepared for others to want to view it in our community as
that,
well.
That obviously is the goal, to put our best foot forward and, you know, hopefully make some of those connections. Yeah. Some of those people will be coming back. Some of them will obviously be enjoying the things that the community has to offer during their stay. And
yes,
as mentioned, hoping that that people come back. But the concern has always been with a huge influx of people. Again, if you're talking about the possibility of tripling or quadrupling mm-hmm. our population, we're not necessarily set up to handle that. So what are the biggest concerns? What do people need to know as we individually make our plans for, you know, what's coming on April 8th?
Yeah, I think our team has been saying to pack your patience. If you're planning to be out and about those couple of days driving or different things, expect, you know, much more traffic, people that maybe don't know how to best get through our community. So give them a little grace. You know, if you can get to the grocery store a couple of days earlier, don't, you know, plan to go out where all the other people are going to be going out. But really, I think it's just to be aware. You know, if you can park your car off the street, keep an eye on your neighborhood, check on your neighbors, you know, just that they have what they need to watch safely. But really, I think we have made sure that there's not construction going on. Any construction areas will be cleared so that people, there's not as many obstructions. We're limiting the number of roads that can be closed for block parties. We are going to have, you know, EMS and police staged throughout the community, some of those different things.
That's what I was going to ask. What logistically is being planned? Because that was, again, one of the concerns going in when all these discussions started is, will emergency services be able to reach people if the need should arise while, you know, we're packed to the gills with all these people? So you're looking at deploying those resources ahead of time?
Yeah, so we're doing a couple of different things. First of all, you know, our fire stations are spread throughout the community anyway. So if there's an area where we feel like there's not sufficient EMS coverage with their stations, we will have kind of teams located at the fire stations. Police are always distributed throughout, but we are going to have increased patrol all of those days. So our police officers are going to be working longer shifts, overlapping, and pretty much all of everybody's working. Mm-hmm. So we're definitely going to be
all hands on deck,
staffed up. We are staffed up for emergency situations. We're fortunate, though, that our community, even in the event that there is a slower delay to get to folks, I have full assurances that we're going to be able to get to you. And with the Opticon system, which is our EMS, fire, our emergency services, their ability to change traffic lights, that's going to help them still be able to get where they need to go. Plus then our fire department are trained to be able to respond to medical incidents. So we feel really comfortable that our team is prepared. And then on the day of the solar eclipse, we're additionally going to have police and emergency services staged at our watch areas.
There have been a number of official watch areas designated. Correct. And that's one of the things with people coming in who are not familiar with the community, that gives you the opportunity to steer them to specific locations to view the eclipse. We know that there will be people in other spots, but generally you're trying to concentrate the gatherings where? What are going to be those areas to avoid, frankly, if you want to avoid the most mass of people?
Yeah, so we tried to have them spread throughout the community so that our citizens could also walk to them. So the Cube, Emory Adams, Swale Park are kind of the main ones. Then we're going to have, obviously, there's a couple of other park areas that we didn't include on there. Our Oakwoods Nature Preserve is also a watch site. But I would say try to just find a park in your area. Obviously, the biggest thing is not having a lot of tree coverage so that you have good visibility of the sky. But we tried to distribute them throughout the community so that everybody kind of had a spot to be able to walk to if they chose to.
Now, you mentioned that limiting or eliminating the construction areas and making sure that those roads are cleared. On that same subject, are there going to be traffic flow restrictions or anything like that that people are not necessarily used to?
No, we talked through if we were going to turn any roads into one ways or try to, you know, limit anything like that. But as we talked through it, we felt keeping our existing traffic patterns was going to be the most efficient to be able to move people through the community. So I believe ODOT is having signboards along 75, some of those different things. But there's not any changes in traffic patterns unless your neighborhood is having some sort of block party.
Yeah. So, again, the best advice to residents to plan ahead, you mentioned grocery trips, gas stations, that kind of thing, because there is the concern that, you know, maybe with the influx of people, there might be stations that run out?
No, that's not really my concern. I think everybody is well prepared for the volume. I think it's just going to be crowded. So if you don't want to be waiting in line for long periods of time, which I know I'm not a very patient person like that. I know my husband isn't. So we, you know, plan ahead, get our groceries, be ready. And so, you know, my husband's gone this weekend. I'm going to try to, he normally does the grocery shopping. So probably Wednesday or Thursday this week, I'm going to try to go do the grocery shopping, which is something I need to think about because that's not normally my plan.
That's really the, and we don't want to cause a run on the stores prematurely either ahead of time. I mean, that's the other thing that, you know, you go out and tell people, you know, stock up on your groceries, you know, fill up your gas.
You're not going to be stuck in your house for days.
Yeah.
So nobody panic. So, this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
But it's going to be busy. So if you don't want to have to deal with busy, try to plan ahead and maybe adjust when you typically go.
That's the bottom line. Other than that, you don't foresee any other issues to the extent that you've been able to talk through, you know, those scenarios.
Yeah, we've been working on this for years. Yeah. This has been something that we have kept on our mind that we have been planning for. And, you know, we have porta potties that we rented over 100 porta potties to put out at the stations and all those different things that we really thought ahead on. So no, I'm not expecting anything crazy. You know, we checked with cell service. One thing that they did tell us is if you please don't live stream the solar eclipse, because that takes up a lot of signal. And then if there is an emergency, the lines can get bogged down. So they are prepared. They have increased the signal in this area and along the path of totality to help with that. But if you can avoid doing things, take a video of it, do the time lapse, and upload it later.